Welcome to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast for April 13th, 2012. My name is Beth Bielow, and I'm founder of the Introvert Entrepreneur. The Introvert Entrepreneur is a personal and professional development company dedicated to providing services to introverts and those who love them. Our goal is to create empowered, productive environments where introverts can flourish. The key to that is understanding and appreciating what it means to be an innie in an outie world. Professional seminars and coaching services are designed for entrepreneurs, corporations and organizations, and individuals who want to focus on their personal development. You can learn more at theintrovertentrepreneur.com. Comedians often highlight the absurd truths in our society. An introvert, yes, I did say introvert, Jerry Seinfeld is especially skilled at shining the light on our contradictory natures. Listen to what he has to say about public speaking. According to most studies, people's number one fear is public speaking. Number two is death. Death is number two. Does that sound right? This means to the average person, if you go to a funeral, you're better off in the casket than doing the eulogy. The fear of public speaking is called glossophobia, which comes from the Greek glossa, meaning tongue, and phobos, fear or dread. My guest today has dedicated his business to changing the way people, especially introverts and those who suffer from glossophobia, think about themselves and being on stage and in the spotlight. Jonathan Bender's passion has empowered thousands of coaches, holistic practitioners, and other heart-based entrepreneurs to light up the world by showing up with their full presence and their true voice. Although Jonathan is a professional speaker and performer, he has always considered himself an introvert, and he is passionate about helping introverts become strong speakers who actually feel comfortable in front of large groups. As an intuitive business strategist and authenticity coach, as well as a professional theater director, actor, and writer, he combines performance techniques with business savvy to help you show up as the true you. The founder of WholeSpeak and Conscious Business Bay Area, he is an in-demand presenter and was recently in the spotlight as the host of the Authentic Entrepreneur Speaker Series. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to the podcast. I am excited to have a conversation with you about introverts and expression and public speaking. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me here. It's really a pleasure to join you today.
I want to start out just by, you know, I interview a lot of introverts for this podcast, and some of them have what I would consider, you know, sort of introvert careers and where it's kind of predictable. And you have something that is maybe a stretch for a lot of introverts. You know, your path has taken you in a way that has put you out in front of people a lot. So can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
Yeah, I'll try to give a really brief answer for that. But in essence, I was someone who was such an incredible introvert when I was young and so shy and felt so awkward everywhere. And it really started actually in high school when I stumbled onto my high school speech and debate team. And I don't even know why I ended up there, but I didn't really have much coaching and didn't really know what I was doing, and but found I kind of had a knack for it and found all this freedom when I ended up being on stage, both acting as well as speaking. And it was this weird thing where I kind of was afraid of it and also really liked it too, a very weird juxtaposition. And from there, I went on to college and continued doing all of this speaking work and, again, had a lot more freedom somehow on stage than I did in life. So I kind of experienced that weird juxtaposition, which a lot of people don't know, that a lot of actors are introverts and even speakers too. So And I ended up actually being one of the top speakers competitively in California and in the country. And I kind of took all these techniques from theater into it and then kept being asked to coach these high school teams and college teams and was able to very quickly help them become state and national champions within a very short period of time compared to all the struggles that I had. And I was really interested in this idea of how you can actually find greater freedom in life, too. And so I then went back and had two graduate degrees in performance and communication to have this new understanding of how can we actually find true freedom and permission wherever where we are in our stages of life.
I love that you're talking about freedom, because what you mention about actors and actresses often being introverts, that does seem very contradictory, and some people will ask me, well, why is that? You would think that they would not necessarily enjoy being the center of attention and in the spotlight like that. Would you mind saying just a little bit about that, the freedom? Like, what, where does the freedom come from?
So you mean, like, how do they get the freedom?
Yeah, or how did you experience the freedom? You said you found freedom when you were in that space.
Right. Well, I think, well, there, basically, as a speaker or as an actor, I had total permission to do anything. And it's a place, well, I mean, especially as an actor, you can play all sorts of crazy characters, and you're supposed to do that on stage. And as a speaker, too, it's a place where you actually are encouraged to be totally impassioned about your topic. And they want that. They want you to totally, the audience wants you to really dive into that and to find that, and that's what inspires them. So, and I think I just want to mention briefly something that I found. I did a whole graduate degree on this idea of looking at life as performance. And that looks at all the world as a stage that we have been trained to perform on in particular ways by society and family. And within that, we play particular roles. Okay, we know those extroverts who seem to be the outspoken ones who have a lot of freedom, and we don't feel that. Well, why is that? Well, that's because we've been trained to do so in some way. Even our emotional reactions and the feeling of shyness and of a fear of doing that is, in a way, a kind of performance, which actually goes away when we are on different sets. For example, if we are on that set with our fellow actors who are our close friends and family, who we feel more comfortable being ourselves, we may actually find our volume getting louder and more facial expressions and more body language. And so all of this changes depending upon where we are and who we're with. So that level of freedom is much bigger, and we can actually learn then to take that level of freedom and permission into speaking in front of other people by learning to kind of, what there are three kind of shifts in perspectives I like to talk about. And so one of them is understanding that this kind of performance and how we actually can stop performing and in the ways that we think that we should and be okay with it, and then have more permission is the second one, to do anything, that it's actually, there's no right or wrong way. There's all things that we've learned. And then the third shift in perspective that allows us to have that greater level of freedom is play and understanding, oh, I don't have to do it right. I can play and have fun and experiment. And that leads to just having such a deeper level of personal freedom, no matter where we are, whether we are meeting one-on-one with a client or whether we're speaking to 1,000.
What you say about permission, I think that that's really the key word, because I often talk about introverts can be as talkative and as expressive and outgoing as the next person. A lot of it has to do with how safe we feel.
Exactly.
In our environment, and that, you know, when we have permission, that increases safety exponentially. And part of the key, I think, is learning how to give yourself permission and not wait for permission.
That's so true. And that's kind of like what I like to talk about, that when we are doing a speaking engagement, that we have this, a lot of the fear comes up because we are standing in front of this large group and often feel like there's all of this energy coming at us, and we're maybe being criticized or we could be doing it wrong. And instead, that we actually have the dynamic in reverse, that they're actually waiting for us to inspire them. And so they're waiting for the energy to come at them. And so because of that, we are the ones who have to initiate having more permission to do anything, which is difficult because we often have those patterns of feeling so inhibited and like, oh, we have to go back into our shell, or we can't really be ourselves, or and actually even tones of voice that we may feel really comfortable with when we are with friends going, yeah, or being louder or changing in pitch, all of those things, we suddenly, people get on stage and they get a little more monotone and they lose their facial expressions and they stop having fun. So what I found, though, is that it's very difficult for people to make that translation without getting some real training and help of how to actually do that, to have that level of permissiveness that they can then have anytime that they want.
Well, Well, that leads me to my first question that gets a little bit more into some details about that. And that's that a lot of introverts might feel like they could say, okay, that's all well and good for you. You've got theater training, you know, but they feel it would be impossible for them to ever get comfortable speaking on stage. So is it possible for an introvert who feels uncomfortable to get comfortable? And if so, what would they need to do for that to happen?
It's not possible. They should just give up now. Go home. Get the
podcast over. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's a really good question because I can't tell you how many people come to me saying, I'm just so afraid of it. I'm petrified. Or maybe they even have some experience and it's not, but they just don't like it each every time. And they just don't think it's possible for them to actually enjoy it and to relax. And when I say, no, you are not a lost cause. It is possible, and it's actually much easier than you think. And it feels so personal, and we feel so much like we are the only ones who have this level of trepidation, or maybe just some anxiety, and I actually work with a lot of people, too, who are quite experienced, and they look fine, but then they'll tell me, no, I was actually totally freaking out. And so sometimes you can't see it, and other times it stops them from even taking a step forward. And they lose so many opportunities. So many entrepreneurs are losing opportunities in order to really get the word out and to build their businesses and get clients, because speaking is one of the number one ways to establish yourself as an expert and do so. And people losing thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in revenue a year simply because they're afraid to do that. So there are five steps, or I like to call them five keys to speaking with confidence, which are all really essential.
And can you share a couple with us?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm happy to tell a little bit about all of them, because the important thing to remember is all of these are really essential. And as well, you also need to know how to implement all of them. So I'm happy to give as much as I can, and then if people would like more of how to specifically do this, then I would encourage them to be in touch with me. So the first key is content, which is simply knowing what you want to say, knowing how to structure a speech, how to do that in a way that grabs the attention at the beginning, how to structure it so it keeps the left brain of people occupied, and also what things to utilize to keep it engaging, if you're making an offer at the end for a product or a service, like coaching services or whatever it is that you do, how to seed that in a good way. Content also has to do with your elevator pitch when you're networking, and I actually have a particular love for networking. I've been teaching it for a couple of years. I started doing it because I went to so many networking events that were dreadful. They're not facilitated well. Everyone is there as awkward. People are either utilizing pitch techniques that are forced and contrived and overly rehearsed and don't feel real, or they don't know what to do and they're not walking out, not getting results. And so I run networking events here in the San Francisco Bay Area that help people get really relaxed, comfortable in their skin, how to have a lot of fun. And I teach these skills so they can take this with them wherever they go. So one of the things that I teach is what I call the elevator anti-pitch, which is a more conversational, relaxed way to really be you and to also get results as well. So content, the words that we say. And now the hard thing about that is that 80% of communication is nonverbal, which has to do with our body language, our tone of voice, everything but the words that we choose. And if we're nervous, then we are sending out different nonverbal signals, which hit people in different ways, which often make them either worried about us or may disengage. And so the other four keys have to do with, one, your internal experience and how to work with that, which is absolutely key for introverts, as well as how it is portrayed externally, so that you know how to have the internal experience and what you send out meet in a way that feels congruent. So the next one is comfort and ease. It's absolutely essential just to know how to relax and feel comfortable. Now, this may sound like a given, but what happens if you're not comfortable is that you're most likely holding a lot of tension in your neck and shoulders, and you're not breathing properly. And when you're not breathing properly, then it inhibits the voice, as does the constriction in the neck, and soon your voice might be feeling higher, or if you have an accent, it make it stronger, and you don't really feel like you when you're at your best. And so these are things that are actually easy to change. It's not hard at all. And most people don't realize that you can totally change the tone of your voice in a way that's your real voice. This is a side note, but a lot of people are speaking from what I call their habitual voice, which is like that higher, more constricted, and not knowing how to have the power of their voice. And a lot of people say, oh, Jonathan, I love your voice. I'm like, well, yeah, it's years of training, but in the points where now it's totally integrated, I don't think about. But I can enhance it, of course, when I'm on stage. But these same things are exactly the same tools that you can use to find not just the expression of sounding great, but to feel empowered. So that's comfort. And the next level is connection. What happens when we get on stage to speak is most of the time we freeze up. Quite literally, because we're not comfortable, we have all this tension in our body, and we're not connecting with the audience. So there are specific things to do to have greater connection. Because if you're not really connecting with them, they're not going to get it. They're not going to care so much, and they're not going to really feel you. So to really connect, first you have to be connected with yourself. Now, this is something that introverts do, but often in public, not in a positive way. That we are connected with ourselves in a hypercritical way. Like, I think I'm not doing it right. I'm somehow messing up, and I don't know how to change that. Which the opposite of that is knowing how to be really present to yourself in an honoring way, respecting where you're at, saying, noticing perhaps, oh, look, part of me is having a hard time right now, and say, that's okay. But I'm going to really show up here and to be in your own process rather than just being in that dynamic of what's happening with those people who are staring at me. And so that's really important. And then also there are other things of connecting, like connecting with the earth, grounding, connecting with something greater than yourself, these kind of levels of support that we have available to us. And then also then moving into two really important parts of connection, which is when receiving the audience and feeling them, and then what you send out. And both of them are so important, this giving and receiving, because if you're not receiving them, you don't know what to give. And so this is something that's for introverts especially, that when we see an extrovert who is giving and who doesn't seem to notice what we want, it drives us nuts. And so what I mean by that is when you see the speaker who's just like, yeah, you just go out and do this and live your life and blah, and we're just like kind of overwhelmed and kind of want to go run away. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's all giving without receiving. And if you're just receiving and just kind of feeling them and taking it all in and not giving them energy, then they're not going to be inspired or really feel us. So we have to be able to do both, to receive, to know what we want to give. And so from there, that's how we move into the next key to confidence with speaking, which is change. So change is the art of how to use your body language and your voice in a lot of different ways. Because what happens if you don't, if you keep speaking in the same way over and over, it will become boring or annoying. We all know that, and so that could be like, okay, the monotone voice. And basically, my definition of monotone is just doing the same thing over and over without having range. And based upon what you receive, you can then give back in a way with using your pitch and your tempo and your volume and body language, and these are things that you can learn how to do, and it's fun. That goes back to play. So you learn how to play and have fun and be engaging. And the key to confidence is once you know what to do, it stops being a mystery. So that's when it becomes really exciting. Like, oh, I know how to work these, because I teach how to connect the active connection, for example. Once you know how to do it and really know how to receive, it's actually not hard. So, and I want to emphasize that, because these are things it's easy to talk about and just say, oh, just do this. But no, you actually have to train and learn how to do it, and it actually isn't hard to learn. So, so I'll just mention the last key to confidence, which is something that it sounds really mysterious to most people, which is charisma.
That's a word where I always say, you know, you don't necessarily put the words introvert and charisma together. So how is that one of the keys? What does that look like?
Sure. Well, I hate to break it to you, but Robert De Niro is not the only person with charisma.
Oh, okay.
All of us have our own unique charisma that is really us. And that us especially comes out when we are super comfortable with people who we really who we know well. And or sometimes even when we're home alone and just say, okay, now I'm really me and I can totally relax. And it's learning how to access that and to really be the best version of ourselves wherever we go. And to own that and say, this is me. And, you know, part of charisma, honestly, that is the highest level of the training that I do and takes more time to really bring out. But there's a big part of charisma that is actually fairly easy to learn, which is presence. And presence sounds like something, again, you have it or you don't. But presence is simply the art of being present, which means that you're present physically and connected with your body. It means that you are present emotionally with your heart open, which sounds really scary when you are speaking in front of others, but you can learn how to do this. And then it's also being present mentally and being in the room rather than wanting to be somewhere else. And also even just present energetically and just very available and open and not wanting to block. Blocking, a sign of blocking would be like crossing the arms or folding the arms in front and way or in back or hiding. So those are the keys to confidence.
And I love that you ended with presence, because one of my favorite quotes, and we hear this all the time, but it was Anne Lamott who put it in this context, which was, you must be present to win. And I always think of that as in, you have to be wholly present, fully present with all of your senses, and that's the only way that you're going to be able to give and receive, in other words, and to win. And when we start becoming very conscious about our presence and how present we are, we realize how often we're kind of checked out in one way or another. Not just when we're talking in public speaking, but I just mean in everyday life, you know, that everyday stage. How present are we for other people, and even how present are we for ourselves? Or are we letting other things, you know, distract or grab our attention too much?
Right. And so all of this really calls, I love what you just said of being present for yourself, that's actually what was on the tip of my tongue as well. It really calls us to decide, I am going to take initiative to not to try to change myself to be a different person or stop being an introvert, or that there's anything wrong with that, but that I am going to become the version of myself that really feels good and that I don't need to be afraid of these circumstances anymore. And I think that's really important with something like speaking for introverts, is that not to try to figure it out for yourself or just try to suffer anymore through it, because, oh, I mean, that's why I'm passionate about this, because I know what it's like. And honestly, I go through phases. It's been a little while now, but I remember even like 10, 12 years ago, I suddenly went through this heart beating out of my chest phase, even though I'd been speaking and performing for like 14 years at that point. And I had to then learn how to work with that differently, and that pushed me to be able to help people with any problem that comes up. So I really encourage people not to just try to either put it off or think they somehow have to figure this out for themselves, because the keys to confidence, like, they're nice concepts, but implementing them takes a little more assistance.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a definite difference between knowing what to do and then actually doing it and putting it into practice.
Right.
So, well, I want to shift to a question that you alluded to earlier but that we didn't get too much into, and it's how I'd like to actually wrap up our conversation, and that is about introverts being accused of being too unemotional or not outwardly expressive. I was actually just on the phone with a client, and he was saying, you know, I think people know what I'm feeling, but then when they say, I didn't know that, or I didn't, it's almost like the equivalent of, I didn't know you cared. And he's like, how could they not know? And I think because we're not always as outwardly expressive as extroverts can be. So how can we expand our range of expression in a way that lets people know, you know, what we're feeling and lets people in so that we can receive, while still feeling like ourselves and feeling natural?
Well, we have a particular box of self-expression, and this is our comfort zone. And it's where we tend to reside. And we kind of know to a certain degree that this is limiting us. And yet, although we want to grow outside of that, every time we go near it or are presented with a situation like speaking where it kind of feels like we need to in order to be engaging and in order to actually make the impression we want to, for example, to go and get more clients if that's the goal, we feel really uncomfortable. And so what's needed are a couple of things. So first of all is a specific path to be able to learn how to expand your self-expression in a way that isn't forced, that honors you, and that honors your inner process. And the other part of it is to know that if you feel uncomfortable at times, that's how you know you're growing. And you start growing the comfort zone and learning to play and have fun. And I'd like to mention, if it's all right, is I have an upcoming path to this, which specifically is designed for introverts. I don't always say that in all the material, but because that is so much of who I am, that is the heart of it. And it is a course that's called Speak with Confidence, Inspire with Ease. And this is a course to really find that level of confidence and permission and play, and not to try to change who you are, but to express yourself really well. And this is not something that takes that long. This is a 5-week course. And so, and within that, we go through all of these areas to a good degree, especially really dealing with deep level of comfort around speaking. But we also deal with things like the anti-elevator pitch that I mentioned, and how to create a great presentation, and how to have great connection, and working with the voice and body.
Great. Yeah, that sounds like it would be really beneficial, especially for diving into those different areas. And coming from an introvert perspective, I sense that you teach that in such a way that, again, you know, as you've said many times, you know, honors the person.
Oh, deeply. Yeah. No, this is never about like learn these skills, and it's actually such a deep process of how to, number one, honor all parts of yourself at all times. If they'd like to learn more about that, the address for that, where they can go to, is authenticspeakerseries.com/confidence. And all the details are there. And right now we actually have a special deal, which they'll be able to sign up for $150 off as well.
Maybe that's a good segue, actually, before I get to the final question I always ask everyone. How can people reach you and learn more about your services?
So in addition to that, my business is called WholeSpeak. And so if they go to www.wholespeak.com, that's whole as in the whole enchilada. This is about like expressing your whole self. So wholespeak.com is my website and is just about to undergo a redesign right now. I'm not so excited about it, but it will be much better certainly and authentic. And because of that, that's why we have I recently hosted the Authentic Entrepreneur Speaker Series, which had a few thousand people in it, which was wonderful. And so that's why we have AuthenticSpeakerSeries.com as the site for the Speak with Confidence.
And do you have a presence on Facebook and Twitter?
Absolutely. So they can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/wholespeak. And on Twitter, my handle is Jonathan W. Bender.
Now, for the the question that I ask everyone. This is, if you were granted a year's vacation on Introvert Island and you could only take 3 books with you, what would you take with you and why?
So I have, again, this is such a hard choice, but here's where we go. All right, so the first one would be probably my very favorite book of all time, which is The Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman. And I think it's interesting because the character in the beginning of the book, I would not characterize as an introvert, but it's so much about developing your inner resources in life, and I just find so inspiring every time I read it. And the second book is actually one that I am reading now by Haruki Murakami, which is called 1Q84. And I just love Murakami's works because he paints such a rich inner life of these characters who often, I mean, I don't know if he has much in the way of extrovert characters. They have such rich internal lives. And it's a really thick book, and I know it'll take me a while while I'm spending a year on the island. But I just love that kind of the depiction there. And then the third one is The 21-Day Consciousness Cleanse by Debbie Ford, which I think is a really rich and yet simple process for growth that really calls for us to just kind of look at what's happening inward and what we want to let go of. And when I did that last year, it was really profound. And so I would take that again and do it more than once.
Nice. Yeah, you could do it once a month if you wanted.
Exactly.
And Debbie Ford's written a number of books that I think introverts would find intriguing in terms of shadow work and finding those different parts of yourself, especially the parts that maybe you have neglected. And I think for introverts, sometimes it's the introvert part that we've neglected. With that second book, is it the number, like how do you spell 1Q84?
They're all numbers. So it's all the numbers, the number 1 and then the letter Q and then 84. Which I don't know yet why it's called that. I'm not that far in the book, yet. But his work just always like intrigues me, and such great introvert depiction. So.
Well, thanks, Jonathan, so much for sharing your wisdom. You've inspired me, and I've been doing a lot of public speaking, and a lot of this resonates, especially that idea of receiving and feeling the audience as part of connection. So that's something that I'm personally taking away to meditate on. And I'm sure anyone listening that has thought about, you know, yeah, I want to get out into public speaking, but I don't know where to start, you know, or in terms of like how I present myself, or, you know, can I even do it? I think you've given us some real good insights that say, yes, you can do it. And here are some tools that will help you. So, I encourage people to go to authenticspeakerseries.com/confidence to learn more about Jonathan's series. And thank you, Jonathan, very much.
Oh, it was completely my pleasure. And it's great to meet your inspiring audience who are not just doing great work in the world, but who are having that level of internal self-awareness of their paths as well.
Whether or not you have a desire to be a professional speaker, or even to speak in order to promote your business, we are all public speakers every day. Every time we share our story, we're speaking in public. And we can all appreciate the wise speaking advice of Franklin D. Roosevelt, whether we're behind the microphone or in the audience. He said, "Be sincere, be brief, be seated." Thank you for listening to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. You can learn more about my coaching, speaking, and seminars at theintrovertentrepreneur.com. If there's any way I can support you in your journey, I would love to hear from you. Have a wonderful, productive week, and I will see you next time.